Welcome to another European Active Citizenship podcast. This is a new program for our Erasmus Plus project, and here we are, Nacho, Lourdes, Mario, Daniel and Camel.
We also want to welcome to our partner from Croatia, Finland, Italy and Latvia. And now, let's start.
Today in our program, we are talking about an adaptation of a theater play written by Ignasi García Barba. He is Spanish from Catalonia. He is very concerned about topics such as environment and social equality. So we have chosen this play because it's related with the sustainable future. In fact, the name of the play is The Clean Side Decision. In Spanish, La Decisión de Villalimpia.
Don't forget to say that is our suggestion for the mobility here in Spain.
Can you explain what it's about? I mean, I suppose that the topic is the reason for the choice.
Yes, sure, but though it sounds a bit boring, it is a very funny play. It is for young audience, and we can find literary techniques from classical novels and movies.
Really? Please, let's talk about that.
Do you remember the movie Back to the Future and the novel A Christmas Carol and its main character, Mr. Scrooge? Well, Scrooge sees his son dead, and Mr. Montes sees a world where people have even no name.
It is like a tribute for these classical films and novels, or even tales, isn't it?
Certainly, because another example are the fairies, who are the funny characters in the play. They are three, and they are a direct reminder to the Sleeping Beauty, Fauna, Meriwether, and Rose.
Yes, but in our play, they are a little bit naughty, aren't they?
Why are you laughing? Are they good fairies?
Oh yes, but they are a little bit... How would I say? For example, they take shabby plastic wands that usually run out of battery.
Yes, but they are very modern because they travel to the future by car. But it's as shabby as the wand.
By the way, what about their names? They are not only the same of the Sleeping Beauty, but...
Yes, they are obviously related with the environment. But one question. Flora is not a fairy, she's the secretary. Perhaps you will think it's a nonsense, but round sounds better for a secretary.
Yes, Nacho, it's a very nonsense. What about the other names?
They are organized like in two teams. Listen, in one side they are Mr. Cenizo, Cinders in English, Mr. Fuenseca, in English it is like a dry fountain, Mr. Cardo and Mr. Hierbas. On the other team, we find Mr. Montes, Hills in English, Mr. Campos, Fields in English, and Flora. Is it clear, isn't it?
So, from the beginning of the play, we know who are the bad guys, but we forgot the most important name, the company, Garbas and Associated. A very good name for a company that is going to set up a dumping site near the village.
I see you know a lot about the play. Can we find out other subject the writer is concerned about?
I think so. For example, a very current topic in Spain is corruption, and another one even more general is the excessive consumerism. I mean, people throw away a lot because they buy a lot, but you have to pay attention when you see or read because the writer knows how to hide them.
Do you think the other countries will like it? Will they feel good when they see, read, or even perform it?
Absolutely. I think so because it's a funny play about serious problems.
Yes, it's a very good mixture. We hope they like it.
Good. Dear, it has been a pleasure to talk about our play, but unfortunately the program is ending. We have to say goodbye. I hope to see you in your next podcast.
Have a nice week!
This is... This program has been recorded and edited by Nacho Alcántara, Mario Calvo, Dania Cervián, Lourdes Díaz, and our sound technician, Camel Ganemi.